I received a message. You look incredible tonight. Something's different. Got a hot date? Or is it just because I'm here? Luckily, I dressed up. Did you miss me? Oh, I know you did. Because I missed you a lot. I've been quiet lately. Yeah, you know, I haven't been all too busy with the crime lately. You must be so bored without me causing havoc. Oh, well, don't worry. Big plans coming soon. Make sure your calendar is empty. Yeah, I know you're busy saving the city. What do you call it? Fighting crime? If you're on a time crunch, get to the part where you tell me what the hell are we doing in your apartment? Rather than looking so displeased with me being here. You always love to be so righteous. So, you want to work with me? As much as I love seeing your face, I don't really want to be working for a good cause. You know it isn't my style. And my reputation would be soiled after, you know, helping out a hero. Also, what would happen to your reputation if you were to work with me? Don't worry, I get the message. You just want to see me more often. You should have just said that. Oh, that was sarcasm. Anyways, what's up with all of this then? Especially inviting me to your apartment of all places. I mean, I knew where you lived, but seems a little personal, don't you think? Well, I don't mind, really. Maybe I'm the one that wants to spend more time with you. Your reactions are funny, especially. Out. I'm just teasing, pretty boy. Let's get down to business then. Why did you really call me here? Huh. You were serious. You seriously want to work together? For this stupid case? I don't understand. Gonna do if I say no? Are you gonna cry? That's what I admire about you, your stupid determination to try and save and everything in this stupid city. But you have to realize, Mr. Hero, that you can't have it all. Well, you'll find out one day. You know, I'm really in the mood to tease you today. Your skin is so soft. You still get squirmish at my touch, I see. After all these years, are you still scared of me hurting you? If I wanted to do it, I would have done it by now. I know a hero never gets scared, never shows fear, especially to their worst enemies. Is that what I am to you, your worst enemy? Well, why do you flinch every time I touch you then? Oh, you aren't falling in love with me, are you? Mr. Righteous Hero of the City, falling in love with a villain. That just won't do. Is that what it is? Did you call me into your apartment just to confess your undying love for me? Did you just slap my hand away? You know what I've realized over the last years that we've been in this little cat and mouse chase together? I have realized that we have a sort of connection, you and I. Don't you think? Of course you wouldn't say that. Okay. Well, I think we do. I don't really understand it truly. Maybe it's because we constantly see each other all the time. Or maybe it's because of the adrenaline rush I get when you try to fix all the problems I cause. I think I'm getting addicted to you. And that's a problem. You are my only purpose in life. Me causing havoc and you cleaning it up brings out all these emotions inside of me that I can't get from anything else. Your only purpose as well. Your mess that you have to clean up on a regular basis. You are my other half. I swear, Mr. Hero, I swear, no one can give me what you give me. I thought your presence was like an annoying plague at first. Now it just intoxicates me whenever we are fighting, chasing, talking, being close enough to you even like this. I'm delusional. You have always had a good sense of humor. Don't be afraid of my touch and just give in. Don't tell me to stop. They keep asking me to stop. You're going to have to make me. Don't give me that look. You feel the same way that I do. I know you do. And if you don't, then I'll make it. Maybe I should tie you up into my apartment and see how you like it. You're giving me really good ideas. You captivate me, make me feel. I would think you're trying to seduce me. Why can't I? Are you scared? Or do heroes still not get scared? Just give in to me. Come on. Just give in to me for tonight. And tomorrow, we can continue. It's not that difficult to do. Is that okay with you, Mr. Hero? Because if not, just say so, and I will leave you to be alone in this lifeless apartment you have. Okay, well, I lied. I'm not going anywhere. You're mine. You belong to me and no one else. I think I need you more to breathe sometimes. Come on. When you hold me just a little. Get out of here. What? It's not that serious. You don't have to act like this. Talk about this later? What do you mean? Hey. Look at me. I said, look at me. Look at me. Why did you ask me to come here? Why the fuck did you ask me to come here? No, you didn't. Please tell me. A mistake? You, this was a setup? I don't know why, but I somehow trusted you. Somehow trusted you with everything. Well, okay. How could you? It was always gonna end like this, wasn't it? I guess the fun stops here for a while. No, it's actually fine. And you know why it's fine? Because you better pray that I don't escape. Because if I do, I'm taking what's rightfully mine. You. And there is nothing you can do.